Welcome to the October 8th, 2006 episode of The Accidental Technologist, Adventures in EdTech. I'm Zhang, or Trang Lai, your host. Here we are at the end of the sound seeing tour. This podcast exudes enthusiasm. Who knew that so much could be said about one place on campus? And now the Longden Soundseeing Tour, written and recorded by former 6th grade students.
Hey dudes and dudettes, I'm going to say something about Memory Hall. From Longden, we present to you the landmark of the school, the center of historical events, the 8th wonder of the world, present to you Memory Hall and the lunch shelter.
Memory Hall is a big room with a cafeteria, stage, and lots of space to place chairs for an audience. Yeah. It is located on the northeast corner of the school. The lunch shelter is a big outdoor space with just the Memory Hall with a giant roof over it. This is where everyone eats lunch.
After school, ITC and Star Club are hosted as well. Nearly half of the population of school goes to an after school program. You may want to consider going here because it is convenient and enjoyable.
This hall is where certain fun events are held. They include the art festival, book fairs, Santa's workshop, sign auctions, the annual talent show, holiday performances, and assemblies.
When you buy lunch, you go into the cafeteria where kind lunch ladies will give you a tasty and healthy meal. When you eat, you go to the lunch shelter where you can meet your friends at the many tables. When you are done eating, you pick up your trash and put it into the trash cans. We want to clean up our school because we take pride in a clean school.
Time you can go inside Memory Hall to buy snacks like chips, fruit soda, Nesquik, cookies, and other drinks. There are water bottle machine and water fountain in a lunch shelter.
While you're eating lunch, Mr. Javier will entertain you. He will dismiss you for recess at the end of lunch. If you're not done eating, he will allow you 10 minutes to finish. He does not do this because he's evil and cruel. He does it because he needs to make space for tables for other grades that eat lunch too.
There is a wall in the lunch shelter. If you have milk or a food item that you don't want, you should put it on the wall so others can eat it. We do this so we don't waste food because Longden wants everyone to have a good lunch.
A good lunch means better focus and better ability to understand and learn. Likewise, if you want something to eat or drink, look on the wall. If you're lucky, someone might have placed something on the wall.
In the lunch shelter, there is a lost and found. If you forget your lunchbox or clothing, you might want to take a look around here just in case somebody picked up the item and put it in here. If you find some clothes or bags lying around, then you should pick it up and put it in the lost and found.
We'll see you around Longden!
Good!
Thank you for joining us for this episode of The Accidental Technologist, Adventures in EdTech. Thank you to our former 6th graders for their insight into what is important to know about Longden Elementary. I also have to thank their teacher for even taking this project on. So kudos to you, Mrs. Laughlin, for your guidance and patience in the creation of these podcasts. Next week, I will be posting the podcast created at a workshop this past July that focused on the use of technology in the classroom as presented by McRell and Apple and as summarized by 3 administrators. I hope that your curiosity has been piqued and technology will catch you in its web because it has surely captured your students.